Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, two lines from the top. Amar, the Gemara goes back into the Braisa that we've been learning about how we fulfill the mitzvah Hadarta Pnei Zaken. Yochi Adrenav Mammon. Maybe the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Hadarta Pnei Zaken is by giving him money. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, Talkin v'Hadarta. Getting up to stand for somebody doesn't involve anything financial. So says the Gemara that when the Torah says hidur, it obviously means a hidur that doesn't involve any financial loss, and therefore cannot mean that I would have to spend money on it. Kim asked the Gemara, is that true? The Kim Aless Bechsar and Kiss, does getting up not involve any financial loss? Milay Askinen, doesn't the Torah refer also to an individual, the Kanakiv Maginasa, that is a works with diamonds, and that the Hak of a Haki Koy Mikamei, while he has to get up for this individual, Batam Alacha, he's losing out from work. So Rashi explains that the Torah speaks to everyone, and the Torah is speaking even to a person who makes significant money every moment that he's working. So it must be that the Torah is saying that you should take a financial loss to do this mitzvah. It says the Tosfos Suriya Zaken, but why did the Gemara specifically pick the individual who works with these diamonds? Because a concept that came up many times in this Masechta. If it's not a Shava Pruta that we're speaking about, it's not significant. So many people, in the short moment that they get up, they're not really losing a lot of money. But somebody who gets paid a lot for every moment that he works, so then even that short moment it takes to get up involves a chsar and kiss. Ella, says the Gemara, the way to understand the Pasuk is Akish Kima Lehidr. We go the other way. We compare Kima to Hida. My Hida, ain't by Bittel. When the Torah says that Hidr, that will Vadarta, that doesn't mean that there's any loss of work or any loss of money. Because the Torah says Hidr in a general way. Af Kima should be, in a way, Shemi Bittel. Getting up should not involve losing any work, losing any income for doing this. And now, Akashida Lakima, Makima Shemba Chsaran Kis, Afida Shemba Chsaran Kis, it goes both directions. And therefore concludes the Gemara, Bikan Amru, Ein Bali Omnis Rishoim Lamed, Ne Tamid Chamim, they're not allowed to stand up for Tamid Chamim, Bishar Sheoskim Malachtam. So of course, Taishas asks, what is the wording of the Gemara here? The Gemara uses the wording Mikan, from here, Shein in Balamoris Rishoyim, that they're not allowed to get up. Ask Taisus, the more appropriate way for the Gemara to have expressed itself is Ein Bali Omnis Chayovim, they're not obligated to get up. What does it say, Ein Rishoyim, they're not allowed to get up? So Taisus says that we're speaking here about somebody who's working for someone else. And since this individual is working for somebody else, so by getting up, he's causing that his employer should have a loss. And he has no right to cause that his employer should have a loss. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests, there were even people who were working for themselves. The halacha is that the meaning with shoyim, in this case, means ene chayovim, they're not obligated. But the Ritva says that what the Gemara means to say is that even somebody who works for himself may not get up. Because what's going to happen is that people who work for others will learn that just like the person who works for himself gets up, I who work for somebody else will also get up. And that's going to be a terrible lesson. And therefore, and that may cause people who have no right, because they're working for others, to get up when they shouldn't get up. Another pshat, similar pshat, is what the Ran says. The Ran says that if people who don't get up because they're not supposed to get up, then and then other people do get up, so then people who don't get up, who are actually doing the right thing, for example, they're working for others, and since they're working for others, they have no right to get up because they're obligated to do their job, people won't realize that. And people are going to say, well, I saw the other person get up. Why didn't he get up? And therefore, we made a rule that no one should get up. Says the Gemara Loi, is that true that people who are working don't get up? For Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel teaches us, when the people who are bringing the Bikurim on their way to Shalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, says the Mishnah there, Kol Bali Umnis Oimdim Mipneim, whoever had a position, whoever worked, would stop, v'shoylem b'shlemem, and greet them, v'amar lahem, and would say to them, achenu anshei ploini b'achem l'shalom. So we see that people who were working stopped. And as the Rishonim point out, based on what we just learned, the Mishnah uses the words kol bali umnis, everybody, even people who work for others. So we see that even if you're working for others, you should stop to greet somebody who's doing a mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, Amr Rav Yochanan, Mepneim, for these people, indeed, Oimdim. Mepnei Talmid HaChamim, for Talmid HaChamim, Ein Oimdim, for them, they don't stir up. So I saw that the Sefer Daf Aladaf says, that the Medrash says, that when Klal Yisrael, when people would bring Bikurim, a Baskol would come out and said, Hayoim, Hevesim Bikurim Hayoim, you brought Bikurim this year. Tishna Lashon Abba. In Mitzvah Shem, you should be able to bring Bikurim next year. And the question is, a person who does a mitzvah, of course, should have the bracha that next year he should be able to do the mitzvah again. So why specifically by this mitzvah is there a need for such an announcement? So he explains that we know in Halacha there's always a real concern for Ayin Hara. So a mitzvah that's done quietly, without a lot of fanfare, there isn't that much of a concern of Ayin Hara. But here we're speaking about a mitzvah that's done with a lot of fanfare, as we're learning in our Gemara. And since it's being done with a lot of fanfare, there's a real concern that people are going to believe that this is there's a real concern for Ayin Hara. Since there's a concern for an Ayin Hara, that's why the Medrash says there was a special bracha given to them that don't worry, you'll be able to do the mitzvah next year again. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Ivan, Bar A, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. Let's learn from here how incredibly important is a mitzvah that's being done at its proper time. Because as we're learning now, Shrem Neim Oimdim, for the people who brought the Bikurim, they would get up. They wouldn't get up, says the Gemara. Delna Shani Hasam. Maybe we can, it says the Gemara, it's not necessarily compelling proof. Because Shani Hasam, when we speak about the bringing of the Bikurim, the Im Kena Temachshim Vasalavai, we want to encourage people to do Bikurim again. So that's why, by giving them all of this honor, that therefore we conduct in such a manner, but it isn't a proof that this is something special. So, of course, the Ben Yoyada asks a question. According to this, it turns out that we're encouraging people to do the mitzvah because they're going to get this honor. Are we concerned that people are doing mitzvahs only for honor? And moreover, he says, why is this any more important than giving honor to a Talmud Chacham? So he explains that the concern is because they're bringing, if you look at the Maisa, the bringing of Bikurim, there's not that much that's brought for Bikurim. And even though there's not that much fruit that's brought for Bikurim, people will think that people will think that this doesn't make any sense, this whole mitzvah, and they're going to feel uncomfortable doing this mitzvah. That's why by this mitzvah specifically, we have to go out of our way to show honor to these people. Amamar, so we learned further in the Brice in our previous year, Yochel, that the Torah says, that that even when one is in a bathroom or a bathhouse, one should get up to honor a zaken. Says the Gemara, v'loy, is that not the halacha? Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya v'yosef bei mitzucha. Rav Chiya was sitting in the bathhouse. V'holuch v'ozo Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, and Rav Shimon bar Rebbe walked in front of him. V'loy kame kame, and Rav Chiya did not get up. V'ikbid, and Rav Shimon was upset. V'asva amalei levua, and he went and he reported this to his father, Rav Yehuda Anasi. He said, Shnei chmoshim shenis le'b'sefer Tehillim. I taught him two svarim out of Sefer Tehillim, v'loy amad mipanai, and he didn't get up from me. The Su and the Gemara quotes another episode. The Subakapar of Amalei Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi, Havi Yossi bei Masucha, they were sitting in the bathhouse. All the Ezel Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, and Rav Shimon bar Rebbe entered. The like Kame Kame, they didn't get up. Vikbid, and Rav Shimon got upset. Vasa Amalei Lavu, and he went and reported this to Rav Yehuda Anasi, his father. He said, Shnei Shlishi Shnish Shnisi Levitaris Kahanim. I taught him 2/3 of a 1/3 of Sefer Taras Kahanim, which is the Medrash on Sefer V'Yikra, V'loyama B'fanai, V'amaloy, Shema, he said to maybe he didn't get up, because Behen HaYoshi Maharu, he was sitting and learning, he was thinking about them, and that's why he was trying to make an excuse. So the Lecha Mishnah asks, maybe, why is this a question? Maybe the case that we're speaking about here was because he was his Rebbe Muvik. And when it's a Rebbe Muvik, then it's different. So says the Lecha Mishnah that's why the Gemara says that they didn't learn that much. Another pshat that he suggests is that the distinction, and we're going to speak about this distinction between a Rebbe Muvik or not, doesn't apply on a bathhouse. But there's a very interesting point that the Aruch HaShulch makes. He says that when one does this mitzvah of getting up, he has to show that he's getting up in honor of this person. And therefore, he quotes the Sefer Chassidim, the Behetiv in Yoredeus Simen Reish Mem, Sif Katan Tes, quotes the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Aleph. He says that when you get up for somebody, it has to be noticeable that you're getting up for that person. And that's why he says if you're standing, so it's not noticeable that you're getting up in honor of this person. Since it's not noticeable that you're getting up in this honor of this person, you should sit down and then get up. And actually, I saw a very interesting halacha from the Sefer Or Tzadikim. The Sefer Or Tzadikim suggests that if somebody is standing by Kriyas HaTorah, so not only are you not obligated to stand by Ben Gavril Gavra between the Lias, you should actually sit down. Because when you sit down and then you get up, you're showing respect to the Kriyas HaTorah by getting up specifically for the Kriyas HaTorah. And that's why the same halacha applies before Hagbah. Before Hagbah is done on the Sefer Torah, it's appropriate to be sitting and then get up to show that you're showing kavod, says the Gemara. But what do we see from here? Tama, the reason that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was defending his sons, because he said the reason they didn't get up is because Yoshe Maharu, because they were deep in thought. But otherwise, Halav Hachi, if that weren't the circumstances, loy, they would have to get up. So how are you saying that you don't have to get up in a bathroom? Answers the Gemara loy kasha. Hab about the gavoy, hab about the beroy. There are different rooms in the bathhouse. There's a room inside where everybody stands without clothing. There you don't have to show honor. But in the room that's outside where people are dressed, that's where you have to show honor. And these episodes took place in that room, says the Gemara. Hoch nami mistabra, that it makes sense that's the way to understand that story. Dam rabba b'chana, rabbi yochanan, b'kam mokam mutter l'harer, it's mutter to think about thinking and Divrei Torah everywhere. Chutz beis amerchus beis akisei. So how could he possibly said that he was thinking and learning if it wasn't the outer room? Says the Gemara, that isn't a proof because dimel ansi shani. Sometimes a person, Rashi explains, is busy learning, and straight from the shir he goes to the bathroom. He goes to the bathhouse, and even though he's not supposed to be speaking, it's thinking there. The halacha is that his mind is there. He just walked out of the shir, and in fact, the Trumas Hadeshin says a very big chiddush. The Trumas Hadeshin says that the halacha is that even though during learning, during davening, of course, one has to be concentrated on the tefillah, in the bathhouse, if it's not dirty, you're allowed to be thinking about Divrei Torah. Yochel, so we learned further in the Braisa, Yochel Yatzim Einav Kamish Leiro, you should maybe close your eyes and make believe as if you don't see the person. Says the Gemara, Otabur Shia Skinen, are we speaking about people who just don't want to follow the halacha and they try to beat the system by not seeing? Ella, says the Gemara, Yochel Yatzim Einav Kamish Delmat Izman Chiyuva. What's meant here is that before the time that you have to get up, you close your eyes, which will create that kimat zman chiyuvei, when the time to get up comes, halachazalei, he wouldn't see him. The kamim kamei, because he won't see him when he comes in that space. Tamaloymer, that under those circumstances, still tokim v'yereisa. That's not the right thing to do to try to beat the system. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ur Halacha in Simkuf Chavches learns from here that we know there's a mitzvah to say for the Kohanim to do duchening. So let's say you'll have a Kohen who doesn't want to do, and if he doesn't, he violates a mitzvah to say. So you'll have a Kohen, but that mitzvah to say is only violated if the Kohanim are called up. So what will be if you'll have a Kohen that will walk out before the Kohanim are called up? So technically, he didn't do anything wrong, but it's not appropriate. And therefore, says the Shoyl HaMeshiv, from here we learn that regarding any mitzvah, one is not supposed to try to avoid doing a mitzvah. But then he says, and this that may be strictly in our Gemara, where we're speaking about Kavod HaTorah, so when we speak about Kavod HaTorah, we have to be more concerned. But maybe in other situations, it isn't necessarily that way. Tana, says the Gemara, the Braisa says, Eza kima sheesh behidr, what is considered kima that comes with hidr? Have oima za arba amis. When the chachim is within arba amis, that's what kima sheesh behidr means. Says the Gemara, Omar by loy amaran el rabbi sheina muvet. This halacha that you only have to get up when they're within four amis is by not your rebbe muvet. Ava be rebbe muvet, as soon as you see him, you have to get up. So the Ritva explains, what is the difference between a Rebbe Muvik and a Rebbe Sheina Muvik? Says the Ritva that there are three categories. There's a person who's just a Talmud Chacham. The obligation, according to is to get up, is only Midrabbanan. That's the way the Ritva learns. The Rashba says that the get up for every Talmud Chacham is a chiyuv d'oraisa. He says, here we're speaking about a Talmud Chacham who is equal in stature to you. Since he's equal in stature to you, you don't have to get up only with Rabbanim. Then you have somebody who's a Talmud Chacham, but you learned by, but he's not your Rebbe Muvik. And I saw that some Rishon in the Birkei Yoyf of Narishon, he says, even if a Rebbe you learned Chumash when you were a young boy, you have to show respect, that's Dalar Amis. And then your Rebbe Muvik, you have to get up Kamloy Enof. But the Paiskim say that a Godel Hadar, somebody who's an undisputed leader in Torah in our generation, even if you didn't learn by him, the halacha is you have to get up Kamloy Enof. Says the Gemara, Abayi miki have a chazalei l'udne d'chamed Rav Yosef d'Ossi. From when Abayi would see the donkey from the of Rav Yosef come, have a coin, he would already get up. Abaya have a roch of chamra. Abaya, says the Gemara, was once riding on a donkey. The kamazge aguda denar sagya, and he was traveling on the beach of the river Sagya. Yasser Mishashiv Rabbanu B'idach Ka'isa, they were siding on the other side of the river, V'lokam Kamei. Amalei, V'lav Rav Muvikana, am I not your Rebbe Muvik? Amalei, so they said, of course you are Rebbe Muvik, and if we would have seen you, of course we should get up, but lav at the time, we didn't pay it attention. There is a question that the Paiskim say, that does one have to get up for Tam Chacham who's blind? So the Paiskim say that there is a chiyuv to get up for every Talmud Chacham. Otherwise, if you didn't see him, then maybe you wouldn't have to get up. Moreover, the Chidah points out that when we speak about getting up, we don't only speak about getting up. Of course, the letter of the law means to get up. But the letter, what's included is that getting up and giving up your seat is included in the halacha of Kima. And so does the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Beis, Siman Kuf Yudalet Paskin, that when you get off a Talmud Chacham, getting off a Talmud Chacham involves standing, giving him your seat if he doesn't have where to sit. Says the Gemara, we learned further in the Braisa, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Menayin Lezokin Shlo Yatriach, how do we know that a Zokin shouldn't make it difficult? Tamalama Zokin V'Yereisa, that the Zokin also has to have their respect, and he shouldn't, for that if he could go, Rashi explains, a different way, which will not involve people having to get up for him, that's what he should do. So the Shach says that was in their times where people sat on the floor. So making people get up from sitting on the floor is particularly difficult. But says the Shach, if people are sitting on chairs, so it's not so difficult to get up from a chair, you don't have to, you should, then the Zokin could go and people should have to stand up. The Brikei Yosef disagrees. And he says that in all cases is there a din that the Zokin should try not to require people to have to get up for him. In fact, I saw that there are chroidim to suggest that if it's possible, a Talmud Chacham, a Zokin, should try to get a seat in a place that doesn't involve walking by and making a lot of people getting up for him. Says the Gemara, Ravina Aviyosa Kameid Rav Yimya, Yimya was sitting in front of Rav Yimya with Difti, Cholav Hahu Gavri, a person walked by, V'loi Mitzi Roshe, and out of respect, you're supposed to cover your head when you see a Talmud Chacham, and he did not do so. Amma kama chotzav ha-gavra, this person is acting without respect. Amma, says the Gemara, dima masa mechasya niyu, maybe he comes from the city of Masa Mechasya, the guys by Rabbonim. People there are very familiar with Rabbonim, there are many Rabbonim there, and therefore they didn't get that accustomed to have to show covered every single time. Any elderly person, even a zokin ashmoi, which means a rosha or an amaretz. Am Rabbi Yochanan halach isi b'Yehuda, and that says Rabbi Yochanan. That says the Rabbi Yochanan is the halacha. One has to get up for every zokin. The question is, how old is a zokin? The Shulchan Aruch says a zokin is a 70 years old, but the Brikei Yosef quotes Darizal, who says that it's ready from 60 years old. Says the Gemara of Yehuda, have a koi kamei saved ramoi. He used to get up for these elderly non-Jewish individuals. They experienced so much. And since they experienced so much, we have to show respect for that experience. Rava Mekim Lekoi, he didn't actually completely get up, but what he did was Hidda Avilhu. The Michas Chinuch says that here we're learning that you have to get up for every Zokin, even a Zokin Ashmoi, a Zokin who's not Jewish, but for them, you could get up, you don't have to get up before they're 70 years old. The question that many places can discuss is, here we're speaking about an elderly man. What's the halacha about a wife of a Talmud Chacham? So the halacha is that some Paiskim say that the obligation to show respect to a wife of a Talmud Chacham is only as long as Talmud Chacham is alive and they're married. But if once he's no longer alive, the halacha is, some Paiskim say, you don't have to get up. But the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tuf Kuf Ayin Ches says, when they say the token for Darta B'nei Zaken, Afilu B'nei Isha Zakena, that he says the halacha is that you have to get up for an elderly woman, and even women have to get up. And he says that just like women have to get up for a Talmud Chacham, so too the women have to get up for elderly women. And the Miches Chinuch seems to hold that even for an elderly non-Jewish woman, just like our Gemara said that for an elderly non-Jewish man, we have to get up, so too would be in Halacha, we have to get up for an elderly non-Jewish woman. Abaye Yov Yodel Sabe, he would give his hand to the elderly non-Jews who walked by, that they should lean on him, they should use him for support. Rava Meshada Shluchei, Rava would send people to help them. Rav Nachman Meshada Gezoi, that he used to send the people who took care of, who were his attendants, to take care of these elderly people. Omer Ilaf Taira, if not for the Taira, Kamen Nachman Barabi Ika B'Shuk, I wouldn't be so significant. And therefore, I myself, he felt, cannot be the one to show this respect, because that is a degradation of my Taira, but I do have obligation to show respect, and that's why he asked people, other people, to do it on his behalf. Says the Mar Amar of Iva Amar of Yanai. Ein Talmud Chacham Mishoy Lama B'nei Rabbi. A Talmud Chacham is not obligated to get up. Ela Shachris V'Arvis. Only once in the morning and once in the evening. Kedei Shloi Kvoy De Merubim M'Kvoy Shemayim. Says the Gemara, so fast Taisus, we learned earlier that Rava was upset when people that didn't get up for him. But maybe they had gotten up in the morning and the evening. And once they got up in the morning and the evening, that should be satisfactory. So Taisus says that this Gemara that says you only have to get up in the morning and the evening, only for Talmidim who are in the Beis Medrash all the time. So Talmidim who are in the Beis Medrash all the time, they don't have to get up every time they walk by the Rebbe. But somebody who isn't there all the time, then of course the halacha is that they have to get up every time they see the Rebbe. The Taisus Hisharim's approach to this Gemara is that the Gemara says that you don't have to get up more than twice a day, but it's still you may, and that's why Rava felt that they should have shown that type of respect. The Meiri says that this exemption that the Gemara says you only have to get up in the morning and the evening is for somebody who's learning Torah. Somebody who's learning Torah, it's enough that he gets up twice a day. But somebody who isn't learning Torah isn't exempt. Another pshat that I saw is that we're speaking about that there are many Talmid Chachamim who come into that place. And since there are many people that come into that place, Talmid Chachamim, getting up so often is going to really be difficult. But in a place that aren't that many Talmid Chachamim, then you don't have to, then of course you should get up every day. So the way the Rishonim explain this Gemara is, some Rishonim explain it that the Gemara says twice a day refers to Kriyas Shema. Others say that it refers to Tefillah. We daven three times a day, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Since Ma'ariv is a Rishus, so therefore Ma'ariv is not considered the third time, it's twice a day is enough. Some say that even though the Gemara is saying once in the morning, once in the evening, you could fulfill your obligation with twice in the morning or twice in the evening. As long as you did it twice a day, it's good enough. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Meisfer of Shimon Lazar, ask the Gemara, Menayin Lezokin Shloya Triach, how do we know, we said earlier, that a Zokin should not take advantage, Tamaloyim of Yeresa. Zokin of Yeresa, that the Zokin should realize that he should be careful, not take advantage. But ask the Gemara, V'i Amrit, if we're learning now, Shachris Be'avris Bavad, you only have to get up in the morning and the evening, Amaylai Netrach, what's the big deal? He has to get up, everybody has to get up, twice a day. Elalav, from here we see that you have to get up every time, and since we have to get up every time, now we understand why it shouldn't happen that often. Says the Gemara, La'olam Shachris Be'avris Bavad. The real truth is you only have to get up in the morning and the evening. But still, the Gemara is teaching us, even that little, we shouldn't take advantage and make people get up if we don't have to. Says the Gemara, Amar Belozer called Talmud Chacham Shein Omer B'nei Rabbi. Any Talmud Chacham who doesn't get up for his Rebbe, Nikra Rasha. He's called the Rasha of Enamarach Yomib. He won't have a long life. A Talmud Mishtakech will forget his learning. Shenema. The toiv lo yeh l'rosha, the lo yarech yomim, tetzel asher ene yorei ebnei elikim, like the shadow that passes quickly. Mayrizu any day mahu, but now says the Gemara, I'm not exactly sure what was meant in this pasuk with the word mayra. Sho'aymer, when the pasuk says, when they say the talk of adat, when they zakim v'yireisim elikecha, hare mayra, what is the mayra considered here? The mayra is considered kima. The Torah says regarding not taking interest. The Torah uses the words v'yaseh melkecha. The Torah says when it comes to having honest weights, the Torah uses the words v'yaseh melkecha. And says the Gemara, Beleza pnei pnei gomar, he learns this, the gzeru shava. Says the Gemara, so ask the Makna, the Gemara says that somebody who doesn't do this is considered a Rasha. Of course he's a Rasha. He violated what the Torah says. So says the Makna, what the Gemara means to say, something that we spoke about earlier. What it means to speak about is a person who tried to avoid getting up. So we would think he has tried to avoid getting up, so he's exempt. Says the Gemara, he's still considered a Rasha. Why does he deserve such serious punishment? So the Ben Yoyada explains that the pasuk says, "Orech yam mimino, the smile of Oishav Chavid." What Torah brings, and this person who doesn't show respect for Torah doesn't deserve the brachas that the Torah brings. Din Yaakov explains, because Chazal teach us, "Meir Rabach Kamar Shemayim." The fear we have for our Rebbe has to be the equivalent the fear that we have for Shemayim, and just like somebody who doesn't have Yira Shemayim, the pasuk says, will not be zoicha, is a rasha, won't be zoicha to life. So that's why we're learning that we have to show kibbut of. Another pshat that he suggests is that we know the cover to the Rebbe. Another pshat that he suggests is that we know that the Torah says that the reward for showing, the reward for showing respect to our parents is Laman Yarichin Yamecha, that we have Arichas Yomim for showing respect to our parents. So some suggest that if that's the case, that for showing respect to our parents, we have Arichas Yomim, certainly that will be the case for showing respect for these type of people. Showing respect for these type of people also involves tremendous, the schar is Arichas Yomim. Continues the Gemara. Ibailahu. B'noivu Rabbi. If somebody's son is his Rebbe, Ma'al Lamed Pnei Aviv, does one have to get up for his father, does a person who is the Rebbe of the father have to get up for the father? That is the Gemara's question. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the reason one has to get up for their father is because of kavod. And therefore, the question here is there a chiyuv kavod under these circumstances? I saw that the Shaar Ephraim explains the Gemara's question, is the obligation to get up for a father is based on moira, and is there a chiyuv yira under these circumstances? Tashma, Adam Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana, Kum Mikavei Avuch, get up for your father, Yecheskel. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was the Rebbe of his father. So we see from here that a son has to get up for his father. Says the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Cheskel, this is not a good proof. Because Shani Rabbi Cheskel, the Baal Masa Haya, says the Gemara, he was a great individual. Even Shmuel got off for him. So getting off for Rabbi Cheskel is something that we're obligated to do. Says the Gemara, El Mai Kamalei. So if that's the case, that his father, Rabbi Cheskel, was such an important person, such a great person, so obviously he has to get off for him. What did he mean to say? Says the Gemara, Hak Kamalei. What he meant to say was, Kam Zimnan da Asa Mechurei, sometimes you're sitting in front of me, and Rabbi Cheskel, your father, is coming from behind me, and I don't see him, because I'm sitting facing you, and he's coming from my back, so I don't see him. So even though I don't see him, I don't have to get up, come at Mikameh, you should get up, and don't be concerned about my covet. But now ask the Gemara a different question. If somebody's son is the Rebbe of a father, Mash Yaman of Mifanov, is the halacha is, does the father get up for the son? So the way the Ran explains the Gemara's question is, do they have to each get up to honor the other? The Beis Yosef explains is that only in a case where the son is the Rebbe of the father. But if the son is not the Rebbe of the father, even though Baruch Hashem, the son is a big Talmud Chacham, then the halacha is that the father certainly doesn't have to get off for him. Chazon Ish takes this even a step further. He differentiates between if it's a ben, if the son is a Rebbe Muvik, that's when the Gemara has a question. But if the son is not a Rebbe Muvik, for sure the father doesn't have to get off for him. Tashma, Damar Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi Ani, Ein Kedai Lamed Bnei Bani, I don't have to get off for my son. Elam Bnei Shukfoy Beis Anasi, only because he married into the Beis Anasi, and that's why I have to get up from him. So what do we see from here? Tamadani Rabbi, because since I'm my son's Rebbe, that's why I don't have to get up for him. Hai'i Rabbi, if he was my Rebbe, Kim Nekameh, I would have to get up for him. Says Mar, that's not necessarily what it meant. Hachikama, what he meant to say was, Ani Eni Kedai Lamed Bnei Bani. I don't have to get up for my son under any circumstances. Vafiluhu Rabbi, even if he was my Rebbe. Do'anavu, I am his father. El Mashun Kfai Beis Anasi. But it could be that the father never has to get up for a son. The Rambam paskins that the son's obligation of kibbutz of takes precedence, and he has to get up for his father, even if his father is his even if he is the Rebbe of his father. The Ran says that even though our Gemara doesn't resolve this question, he says the Ramban based his psak on a Yerushalmi, which the Yerushalmi teaches us how Rav Tarfon, and we learned about this previously, showed tremendous respect for his elderly mother. The fact that Rav Tarfon, who was such a great Talmud Chacham, showed so much respect to his mother, teaches us that even a son of Talmud Chacham is required to serve his parents. And moreover, says the Ran, the fact that Rav Tarfon's mother did not refuse that respect, that by saying, I can't let my son, the Talmud Chacham, treat me this way. So we see from here that a mother is not obligated to honor her son, even if he's a great rabbi. The Rosh disagrees with the Rambam and says that since our Gemara doesn't answer this question, so what they should do, the father and the son, is they should both get off for each other. Because, says the Rosh, we have a rule that Sofik the Reis L'Chumra, so here we don't know who should get up for whom, and the chi of getting up is a chi of the Reisa, so therefore Sofik the Reis L'Chumra, they both should get up for each other. And he says, he quotes a story from the Maram Ratenberg, that from when the Maram Ratenberg became such a great Rav, he never went to visit his father, and he didn't want his father to visit him. Because he wanted to get him, apparently, says the Rosh, the Maram Ratenberg wanted to avoid getting involved in this whole halachic discussion, and he didn't know what the right thing to do, so he didn't meet up with his father. The Beis Yosef asks, but what about the Gemara of Reb Tarfon, who showed so much respect to his mother. He says that because our Gemara is speaking about when a son is his father's Rebbe. Rav Tarfon wasn't his mother's Rebbe. So we can't use the case of Rav Tarfon, who's speaking about his being the Rebbe of his mother, towards our situation. Moreover, says the Beis Yosef, the fact that Rav Tarfon showed so much respect for his mother is not proof that one is obligated to do it. Maybe the one is not obligated to do it, but Rav Tarfon wanted to fulfill the mitzvah kibbutz avim, and therefore he didn't consider his honor in any fashion. And by not considering his honor in any fashion, he showed respect to his mother, even in an excessive fashion that isn't necessarily halachically required. Continues the Gemara. Ibailu, Rachav, if the Rebbe is riding on an animal, kamahalach dami, is it like he's walking? And since it's considered like he's walking, so you have to get up for him, Eloi. Amar bai toshma. The Torah, when it speaks about a mitzayra, it says, kol yimei asher negeba yitma, tamahu, badad yeshe mechutz l'machna meshavai. That we learn from here that wherever the mitzayra is sitting, becomes tamay. So therefore, says the Braisa, tamay yoshev tachas ilan, if mitzayra is sitting under a tree, the tar oimed and the tar is standing there, then that tar person will become tamay. However, if tamay is oimed tachas ilan, somebody who is tamay is standing under the tree, so he's not sitting there, the tar yoshev, and the person who's tar is sitting there, tar, he remains tar. Then yoshev atamay, if the tamay sits down, then at that point, hatar, the person who was tar till now, tamay, will become tamay. Became by Evan Amagas. If somebody goes into a house that is tamay, and there's a stone that is being carried from that house, has the same halacha. From here we see rochav k'mahalach tamay. Somebody who's riding is considered not like he's sitting, because we're learning if the person who's carrying something is sitting, there's a difference if he's standing or sitting. So if the person who's riding, holding something that's tamei, holding this Evan Hamunugas, if he's not walking, then there should be that considered that he's sitting. So then, even though he's riding, we look at him and he's stationary. Shema minah, from here we see that a person who's riding is considered, like he's riding, not like he's sitting. Ibailhu, ma'alam ibn Sefer Torah. What about getting up for Sefer Torah? Asked the Gemara. Says the Gemara of Chilki Rav Simon Amri Kavachaymer. Of course, one has to get up for Sefer Torah. Ibnay, Lamdal Imdim. And we have to stand up for people who learn Torah. Of course, we have to get up for the Torah itself. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zavdi, Rabbi Yasvi. They were sitting and learning. Chol of Ozer, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba walked by, Vekama Kamei. Amalai, so he said to them, you shouldn't have gotten up. Number one is Chodah, Datan Chakmoi. You're in the category of Talmid Chachamim. I'm only in the category of a Chavar. For Oid, you shouldn't have got up for me. If you're learning Torah, so it's as if you're making the Torah get up for me. Says the Gemara. Savala Rebbe Elazar. He obviously holds like Rebbe Elazar. Damar Rebbe Elazar. Ain't Talmud Chacham Shoy Lama Bnei Rabbi B'Shoshas B'Torah. If the Talmud is learning Torah, don't get up for him. Says the Gemara. But Abaya cursed Rebbe Elazar's opinion, and he says that even if you're learning, you should get up for a Talmud Chacham. So many Rishonim ask that the Gemara, Masech the Makis, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, teaches us that those who get up for Sefer Torah and don't get up for Talmud Chacham are considered foolish. Why? The Gemara says there, because the Torah says, Abom Yakena, when somebody does an Averi should get 40 Makis. The Chachamim said it's only 39. So we see that they have such strong power, even more than the Torah. And here we're saying that the Torah is more important than Talmid Chachamim. So the Ritva explains that what the Gemara means there to say is that those that don't get up for Talmud Chachim and only get up for Sefer Torah are foolish. But not that one should not get up for Sefer Torah. One should get up for Sefer Torah, of course, as well. Another pshat that the Ran and the Miri says that they were speaking about Talmidei Chachamim who are exceedingly great, that they have the ability to take a pasuk in the Torah that says 40 and make it 39. That's a special level of Talmud Chachim. Our Gemara is not speaking about such Talmidei Chachamim, and therefore our Gemara says that one has to get up for every Talmud Chachim. And that's what the Shulchan Yaakov as well says, that here we're speaking about a person who is great, but not really such a great Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara is teaching us that even though the person is not on such a high level of being a Talmud Chacham, then the halacha is you have to get up. In fact, I saw that many suggest that our Gemara is speaking about something that's known as a Gavra Rabba, a great person, but not necessarily incredibly great Talmud Chacham. The pasuk says, "V'bita akram Moshe abar ahala." That Moshe Rabbeinu would leave his tent, everybody would look at him. Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak, Karam al Gnai, that the pasuk is to be understood in a negative. V'charam al Shvach, Mandam al Amai k'Isa. Like the Medrash says that the Gemara doesn't want to elaborate it. They used to say, "Look at Moshe Rabbeinu, how he looks so healthy, and everything he has is from us." Mandam al Shvach. If a chacham is passing by, you have to stand for arba amos. The kivin sheavar arba amos. Once he's out of your arba amos, yoshev. Abazdin over. If the abazdin's walking by, you have to get up as soon as you see him. However, kivin sheavar arba amos. Once he's out of your arba amos space, Yoshev, you could sit down. Nasi over, if there's a Nasi passing by, Ahmed Milfanov, Malayanov, as soon as you see him, you need to get up. For any Yoshev, you're not allowed to sit down. Achi Yeshev will come until he sits down. Shenemar, the Higbito Akhre Moshe Ad Ba'Allah. They waited till Moshe Rabbeinu got to his place. So you have to get up when he gets up, every time Chacham, when he gets up to your Dalet Amos, and remain standing until he exits, and remain standing until he exits your Dalet Amos. So the pasuk says, "V'hayik tzeis Moshe se'oil, v'komu kol om, v'nitzu ish pesach oiloi, v'bitu achre Moshe ad oiloi." That, and Rashi over there in Chumash says that Ashrei yulod isha, that the people would praise Moshe Rabbeinu shkach mufta shashchina tikanas achra lepesach olay. He was certain that the Shechina will come with him into his home. The Targum, however, has it a negative, and the Targum says, "I have a kenufik Moshe mimishraisa." When Moshe would go from his home, vazal mishkan, and go to the mishkan, kayemin kol rishay ama, everybody would get up. And the Rishon would get up. So the question is, why does the Rashi take the positive and the Targum take the negative? Says the Gemara, so I saw that the Sefer Levi Omer explains that the Gemara Masechet Nedarim, that Samach Dalar Mabei says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rashim Ben Yechoi, Kamakim Shneman Nitzav and Nitzavim, Ena Elson Dosan Aviram. So that's why the Targum says, since the Pasuk says that they were the Nitzu ish. So that's why he says, who are the people that we're speaking about here? We're speaking about Dosan Aviram. Since we're speaking about Dosan and Aviram, says the Targum, we can't be saying, we're not able to speak about them positive. What the Rashi doesn't want to explain it that way, and he says, Lishvach. I saw an interesting pshat from from Rav Nosson Gestaltner. How could, because his question is an obvious question, how could we say that the people were thinking badly about Moshe Rabbeinu when we could say that people, when we could say that they were thinking positively of Moshe? Why should we say they were thinking about him negatively? So he says a beautiful pshat. Of course, everybody only thought about Moshe Rabbeinu in the most positive manner. He says what the Gemara here means to say is that Moshe Rabbeinu himself thought about it, but that people certainly are looking to be negative, that I'm not such a great person. There's a story, he says, that Rabbi Kivega once came to a town, and Rabbi Kivega was famous for his incredible modesty. Rabbi Kivega came to this town, and everybody came out to greet him. And he says that Rabbi Kiva said to the people that were with him, is everybody getting up to greet me because I'm a hunchback? And they're looking at me. He couldn't believe that people were going to show him so much honor. Here too, of course everybody showed tremendous honor to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Moshe Rabbeinu who could not believe that people were looking at him in such a fashion.